This is Mile High.
Do I want to tell the story or do I want to show the mess?
You've got a lot of work to do between Mile High.
The time has come where we can know.
We have a responsibility, an ethical and moral responsibility.
We have to do it better in order to move people along.
Up, down, inside out.
If you get your mind right,
it is not. It is a receiver of thought.
Because love is my first technique.
It's now time for the show.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Mile High Podcast. Your host, Dr. Daniel Knowles, coming to you from Colorado. As you can see, my guest is in Colorado as well. And before I introduce our very special guest, I want to remind you that Mile High's annual event is coming up very soon, August 18th to 21st. And you can register if you have not yet at www.milehighcairo.org. We look forward to seeing you there. And we bring you these podcasts every week with Mile High speakers as well as part of the Mile High community, so the Mile High movement can continue beyond your experience at the event, because we want this to be an impact on the whole profession year long and worldwide. So you can find the Mile High Podcast on iTunes, on YouTube, on Facebook, and a whole slew of other podcast broadcasts. So make sure when you get the podcast that you subscribe so you get to hear the next ones coming up. Today's guest is my favorite chiropractor, and has been my chiropractor since I was a very young guy, okay, so about 17, 18 years old, and my dad, Dr. Donald Epstein. He almost needs no introduction in the chiropractic profession. He's one of the few people that go by first name in chiropractic. He is a published researcher, published the largest research study in the history of chiropractic to this date, as well as author, masterful clinician, and philosopher and teacher. And we're grateful to have you with us on the podcast today. Welcome, Dr. Donnie Epstein.
Hi, everyone. It's great to be here. Great that you're with me and I'm with you right now.
And we're grateful to have you as part of Mile High Nation there. So I want to start off with a question. Some things that I know I've heard you say repeatedly, and going back to some of your original development of your thought process and philosophy in chiropractic, I've heard you say many times that in the early days of practice, how you went to Renaissance programs at that point, and they talked about theory X and theory Y, and you went right for theory Z. Can you let people know what theory X, Y, and Z are and what that means?
Well, first of all, the Renaissance program was something that really took me from the upper cervical, very specific, straight approach, focused on correcting or adjusting the subluxation, because innate actually adjusted, applying the force, into helping shift human potential through chiropractic care. And that was a big jump. It went from a mindset of a dogmatic approach, looked confusing the objective with the strategy, and this is important. Objectives and strategies are two different things. The objective of care should not be the correction of subluxation. The objective of care should not be the elimination of a heat reading or a thermographic reading or x-ray change. Those are strategies. The objective of care is not the adjustment, it is a strategy. The objective is, in different words, liberation of individuals and humanity. It's some form of liberation of individuals and humanity to this natural organizing wisdom of the world. That's what it's about. So I started reading things that they gave me at the Renaissance. Those days it was Guy Rieckmann, and it was Easy Rieckmann at the time, not Guy, from his basketball days. Whoosh. And it was Joe Felicia. And they turned me around with a book, Magical Child, and reading Crack of the Cosmic Egg and Beyond the Cosmic Crack, and it cracked my egg open too. And They said that the early seminars had the flip charts. It said, hello, my name is Dr. Donald Epstein, and I practice that form of chiropractic, not a straight chiropractic, get straight chiropractic on it, because early Renaissance seminars were originally educational and publicity programs for enrollment of students at Sherman College of Straight Chiropractic. And I said, I practice that form of chiropractic, not a straight chiropractic. People come to me for four reasons. One, they have a sickness, pain, disease, and infirmity. Two, they want to prevent a sickness, pain, disease, and infirmity. Three, they want to improve themselves. Number four, they will improve the world. And a person rising up like that, improving the world. And when I hear it, so often I would say to myself, well, who's going to come because I want to improve the world? And you're talking about 1979, 1980, around that time. So it was quite a big different world at that time. People were here accepting what they knew, what they were open to. And I want to find out, how is the spine different, the nervous system different from someone who wants to remove a condition as compared to be proactive to prevent a condition, as compared to improve themselves or actually realize that they're part of the global situation and the best way they can make a change in the world is to also participate in that change. And they talked about theory X and Y. Theory X was really the model of, from what I remember from those days, was that you want to manipulate and control somebody to get rid of something, and you know, you'll sell somebody something by seducing them with the advertising, you want a disease would be a matter of trying to manipulate them right to your disease, the environment to other people to purchase or get your goal. Again, this is what I remember from that number of years ago. The theory Y was different. The theory Y, you wanted to collaborate with people, you wanted to do something new, something emerging, you wanted to make it better. And they said, just people self-luxation station basically want to go from theory X to theory Y, because theory X was a self-luxated state, basically in that term. Well, as I went back and started reading Rassler, and Rassler is not easy to read, you know. If you want to fall asleep, you have trouble sleeping, it's a good thing to do. But Rassler said there's a theory Z. Well, for those people hearing it in Europe or Australia, Z. Okay, and theory Z says something to the effect of that what you want to do is advance humanity. Basically, there's a spiritual experience or something beyond our body, something in life. There is another truth or a principle that we buy, and that basically there's a sense of integrity, there's a sense of knowingness. A person will choose something because it's the right thing and they know it's right. And they go on and on, they go on and on with that, but basically people have peak experiences that change their life. And I said, you know, I want to not only help people chiropractically go from theory X to Y without talking about it, just by providing the care and seeing a change in the communication informational systems. I want to get people to theory Z, because that's the idea. That's a different world. And I believe we're really at that theory Z is part of the new world. It's part of what's really coming up closely, part of the reason why I'm on the planet here, part of the reason why I developed the systems I have. So hopefully that's answered your question.
No, that does. And it helps people get a bigger picture of what they do as a chiropractor. And that's what I want them to get out of these podcasts, is expand their thinking. And some thinking that's been part of the chiropractic landscape in people's practices for, I don't know, maybe 30 years now, that I feel we need to grow from, and I believe you do too, which is the model of, oh, you do relief care first, and then after you give them relief care, you move to corrective care, and then after corrective care, you go to wellness care. That's taught so often, and people communicate that. Tell us how you think, what could be done differently, and what is your thought of that model?
I think that model is one of the most destructive models in our healthcare system, and is the basis of the challenge of this medical system. And all the chiropractors may use that in their consultation stuff, so they could be part of a culture people may feel comfortable with. The point is, people feeling comfortable is not what it's about. It's people being able to be well and making change and change in the status quo, because disease and illness happens when the body doesn't have enough energy to make change. It's that simple. It's a sublux. I used to have a button in my office. I don't know if you ever saw it, Dan. Some of the old paraphernalia, subluxated people don't know the difference. Did you ever see
that
button?
Yeah, I remember that one.
I had one, may the force be inside, may the force be with you. It's already inside, because in those early days, Star Wars was just coming out. Another one, subluxated people don't know the difference. And people come out of the office after a while, talk to their friends. They go, oh, my God. And they go, oh, they're with a button. They point. And of course, they're too subluxated to have neuroplasticity or get a new idea. You know, they're going to go back to same old, same old, same old, same old, no matter how much it sucks, because they have enough energy for that. They don't have enough energy to adapt to something different. Remember, energy is the missing link between intelligence and matter, a force. And actually, Reggie Gold just said that a better term for the force is really energy. That's another conversation. So the question is that Rochelle just told me that one of her relatives, it was her aunt you may know, told her, and I'm paraphrasing it, as a child, never do anything short-term that you won't do the rest of your life.
That's a good point.
Do something short-term you won't do the rest of your
life.
That's
a good life lesson.
Yes, and we're talking to her, and she was actually coaching somebody on something. She said to the person, you know, I'm doing this short-term. And she says, well, is this where you want to go? No, I'll say something different. Never, never make whatever you're doing or saying now part of your process, someone, if it's in the opposite direction of your long-term goal or objective. Never do something so they'll feel comfortable or you don't feel you're going to be rejected. Chiropractic was never developed as politically correct. America was not developed as politically correct. It was based upon a truth, a principle, living it, expressing it, and sharing with as many people as possible. Freedom is meant to be shared. Liberation is meant to be shared. Truth is meant to be shared, not to be bottled up. It's not to be bound up. Now, if a chiropractor is concerned about people liking them or accepting them, you're in the wrong profession. Why'd you do this? I mean, if you're coming to a Mile High and you're coming because you want to adjust people and help improve the quality of life, you're not going to be accepted by the chiropractors who want chiropractic back pain. You're not going to be accepted by other people until you tell them what it's really about. And it's about changing lives in a constructive way. How do I know? We have the research that shows it. You know, I've been in this journey for a long time. I produced results through the care that practitioners produced results that never seen consistent chiropractic before. It was LA Times, Atlanta Constitution, Shape Fitness Magazine, the Journal of Veterinary Medicine for animals receiving the care. It was an Atlanta Constitution, it was the Daily Mail, all around the world. People were talking about the physical, emotional, spiritual change people got. Sometimes they talked about how back pain went away. Why did they talk about back pain? They said, because I expect your back pain to go away. It's a chiropractor. But I'd like to turn around. And that's what we started having challenges with regulatory agencies because, hey, listen, don't rock the boat. Psychologists have psychology here. Spiritualists, religious people. You know, we're getting out niche of the low back pain. Reality is there's no evidence that chiropractic is even effective for that. And research studies are seriously flawed for many, many reasons. I'm not going to go into that right now. So with this in mind, to take care of someone, to give them relief, why are you saying that? Because you believe you're going to lose them? If you're doing any procedure with someone because you're afraid you're going to lose someone, if not, it's dishonest. It's like bait and switch. Spiritually, religiously, and so forth, all areas. People now want people to be honest. You know what? When you're doing something just to get people, just to get patients, to keep them there, people feel it. They feel the energy field between. They know it. That's not a master. That's someone who's a coward. And I'm not saying this to be insult to people, dude. I'm just saying be spot on. Tell truth. Be truthful about things with people. It's just a basic principle of human decency for people. So why am I saying this? The reason pain people have pain is because they don't have enough adaptive energy to experience the world the way they have to experience it or make adaptive changes. That's it. It means there's not enough energy to organize the intelligence and the matter chosen. It is that simple. It doesn't go beyond that. I call epigenetics, which is the basis of the principles I bring to the world in all my different disciplines, I have in the past and will in the future, and that is the conscious and ecological, that means efficient use of energy and information, and ecological use of energy and information to produce an extraordinary experience and extraordinary life. And that experience, when they finish an adjustment, there should be something they know that's different. And then you have to relate to them how that relates to the principles, but let them tell you what's People say, well, I'm going to have a chiropractor. I'm going to tell them why they're here. How arrogant. You're there to help them say, tell you why they're there. And your job is to give value to what is important for them because they haven't had the education you had. And your job is through their experience of what it's like when they're liberated to a higher level of expression to know, because if innate is innate and it's educated, the answer is yes, it is. Do you think you have to convince somebody? If you have to convince somebody that something really is going on, then what you think you're doing is not what you're doing.
And that's a good point. So many times in life, someone says, not just in practice, but in life, oh, I'm going to do this for now. I'll take care of things this way for now. I'll do that. I'll do this for my kids for now. But it's completely the opposite of what you really want to do with them. And if you do that in practice, oh, well, we'll do relief care for now, but then we'll change it.
To me, that's the operational definition of a supplementation.
Right.
You're living out of the rhythm of you and the universe. You're living off purpose, but you're doing it to survive. It's a lower strategy here. Okay. So, but I please listen to this. I'll ask a question. Listen to this. Your circumstance does not determine your physiology. In general, your circumstance, your past, your history, your diagnosis, your prognosis, how much degeneration and subluxation you have does not determine your mood. What your wife said, her husband said, what the practice member leaves or patient leaves or says something you don't like, or cues does not determine your mood. I mean, this is the chiropractic principle in a different way. Basically, what determines your mood is the amount of energy available for the organizing wisdom to express. That's what determines it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that you have at your disposal with chiropractic care, your patients have it at their disposal, and it's a different situation. The rest of the world thinks the circumstance has to be fixed. And you know, when you're like Tony Robbins says, when your life experience does not match your map of the world, that area of your life sucks or you have problems with. You say, how's life going? It's going well when your experience of the world matches, your life circumstance matches your map. So what most people do is they keep trying to change the circumstance. They change the technique. They change the method. They change the whatever it is. You know, something, the key thing about life is changing your map, that it is your map of world. It's consistent with your nature. It's your innate profile. That's what's happening. It's your signature. It's your constitution. Ultimately, it's just saying, what is this map I'm about? And you can't do that unless you use the higher part of your cerebral cortex, which you can't do if the spine is in defense. Now, let's get back to the question you asked. And I apologize for those people who are already offended because they spent a lot of money and time in doing this absolutely absurd model that's destroying the healthcare system. It's costing trillions of dollars around the world. It's killing people prematurely. And it's helping stop the growth, the spiritual fulfillment, destroying relationships and business. And that is the model, basically, that first you have to give relief, then you have to correct, and then you have to bring wellness. If you take a look at that, see how many wind up with wellness. That's a bad thing. How well is it working? How is the funnel working? And who are you trying to appeal to? I have a question as chiropractors. Who is your ideal client? Every business must know their ideal client. You can't be all things to everyone. If you be all things to everyone, then you're nothing to most people. When I was in practice, I feel like, gee, I am a grandpa, but he dies, my grandpa. When I was in practice, no one would come into my office unless they hear a pre-care tape. He talked about that one of the Sherman interviews he did with me, an audio cassette tape. And it says, this is what care is about. This is what I offer. If you want something different than that, please see someone else. And I'll refer people to other chiropractors all the time. And I told those chiropractors, if they want people coming in because they want to improve their life, and they don't do it, send them to me. Now, this is the way it goes. Pain is an invitation to change. That's what it means. It means the current way your body has energy and information utilization available, at current way, it can't keep adapting effectively, and it's going entropic breakdown, what this is. Or you're being called to another step in your life, and you're being called to reach to a higher level, and you stay in the same level. Either way, you're not able to adapt to it, so you're being called for that moment. So I have a question. After the person may have taken 10 or 15 or 20 years to finally have pain as a leverage to change, you want to bring them comfortable? A person may have finally gotten 6 months or a year or 2 years or 30 or 40 years are living outside their nature with their educated mind and physiology running their life outside their nature. Not enough adaptive energy and having pain, and you're going to help make them comfortable. Is liberation of individual humanity, is that really your objective? And that goes back to it. What is your objective? Some people, unconsciously, objective is to get a new patient, or to give them this type of care, or network, give them this level of care. The level of care is not the objective, that's a strategy. Changing x-ray is not the strategy. You talked to me, Danny, about, we talked about it the other day. You said, you know, I take x-rays people, I tell them, hey, listen, this is not what I'm like. This is the scab that shows up on you. This is what's going on here. This is one of the outcomes of a system that's having a challenge adapting. But if I could show a whole series of different outcomes that change as you're adapting in a more constructive way, as your life changes, then we've developed a scenario. We've developed a narrative about your life that's different than the narrative about your life, and you helped create it, and we're looking at all the indicators for it. So please be sure to just, why do you want to take care of that person? You must have an objective at each point. And how does that care you have affect them physically, emotionally, socially, and spiritually? And if you don't know, I feel sorry for you because it must be tough then. Because then you probably have to go back to God, well, I adjust them, therefore they're better. Well, if they're coming in for natural health care with you and spinal care, you're taking care of them. Are you sure that indeed that innate expression is happening at the level it needs to happen? That's a level chiropractors never take the responsibility for, because they're not trained in how it shows up in the person's life. So getting back to this, I tell people I have no intention to ever make you comfortable. Because trying to be comfortable and getting you out of pain for years is why you're still messed up. I have a different solution. I say, may your pain go away not 1 second before it's time. Because all pain requires you to investigate your life. Some physically, some emotionally, some relationship-wise, it doesn't matter. As you start getting care, you will know what has to be investigated because it's right in your face, you can't escape it. And the answers will be effortlessly. You see, keep on thinking this care, chiropractic care, and the results people have is effortless. Healing does not take effort. It's instantaneous. What takes effort is people trying to be comfortable.
Right.
People trying to avoid an extraordinary experience. See, healing always involves an extraordinary experience. Actually, some articles on healing I've been reading, you know, this is part of my mastery. I've taken what I learned as a chiropractor and put it into all different models and through different lenses and see it from different lenses. And keep looking at it because I want to liberate billions of people through my work that I teach other people around the world. I want to make sure it's happening. You know, I'm in my 60s right now, and right now, there's not enough healthy awakening happening in the planet. Look at the news, look what's going on. There's some massive subluxation that has to be handled in the culture and society and whatever it is. And if chiropractic was working so effective, I would tell you Davenport, Iowa, Marietta, Georgia, Spartanburg, South Carolina, the Bay Area, California, would be epic places where people come for a renaissance of thought, of love, of healing, of creativity. They'd be flourishing communities of change. We forgot the objective, and we got stuck on our strategy, our means of doing it. You go, for example, you go out, you have a list of things to do, but at the end of the day, one of the lists is you're gonna meet your wife, Danny, you're gonna meet Michelle. After your whole day, you start 4 a.m. to working out, planning your day, strategy, doing stuff a mile high, coaching and counseling people there, being with the kids, going to practice, coming home, switching with Michelle, going back and giving a talk to the office, all the type of stuff you do in between. Now you're gonna finally meet Michelle and have dinner with her. If your goal was to meet Michelle, that was the objective, well, it's done. But that was the strategy. I know you, Danny. Your goal was to make her feel loved. Your goal was to help her make that she's the happiest woman in the planet to be married to you. Your goal is now you have a different goal. Now you can make sure, is my strategy fulfilling the goal? And that's what most chiropractors have asked. And that's why, starting with Renaissance, how that inspired me, I had different systems. I looked at everything, transpersonal psychology, spiritual, angels, all different. So what I was saying before, is heal. In this article, powerful article, in this article by Randy Fauber in the International Journal of Transpersonal Studies, I believe it is, or Practice, he had an article on the placebo effect. And the placebo, you're familiar with the article, on the placebo effect and therapeutic ritual. And it says that he defined placebo differently. The placebo is defined as anomalous healing that cannot be attributable to the treatment. That's pretty good definition. It's over 80%. But they really, in research, they say they realize that no healing is ever attributable to treatment. Healing must involve a person's change in the way they experience themselves in the world and must involve a change in meaning they give. And this is what Tony Robbins' program fits in. What Tony teaches is that life, nothing has meaning other than you give it. And the degree of energy you have available in your spine and your nervous system and how you're organizing determines the meaning you give to things. How do we know that? As we do research and take care of people who care, the levels of care network we see, they change the story. As I see people go to a second, third transversal gate, the first one, what important things do you want to tell Dr. Epstein and the team at the gate about your health, wellness, or personal development? And they write, I've been an incest survivor, I'm 13 years sober, and I just had chemotherapy, and I'm concerned about the cancer. The next time they write down, life is going differently, have lots of room. Another one they write, I quit my job, relationship change, and I'm here to help people never have to feel what I have and feel joy in the world.
And that brings to a very important point, because what you're talking about is a person's life experience. And that's something that's so often overlooked in chiropractic offices. Now, that comes down to or relates to people's outcome assessments. So why are the outcome assessments a practitioner chooses to utilize for their practice important?
I'm going to answer that then get back to the previous question, okay? Because I believe ultimately a profession is defined by the outcomes people have, not the philosophy, because philosophy can bullshit somebody on. What are you assessing to see if there's change? When you applaud somebody, what are you applauding them for? Applauding that their leg evened out, that the curve changed? Not unless that's put into a bigger context of ultimately the relationships they have in the life they live. So ultimately, you must be sure, are the outcomes you're assessing for ones that assess for your ultimate objective? That's it.
Right.
You must include that. Pause. Okay. Now, getting back to the question before. The first thing is, what people need is a release from the energy lost in the body, because energy deficiency is associated with every illness, every disease, every malady, and every relationship, business, everything else, is lack of enough energy. You don't put energy into relationship, it's done. Put into business, it's done. You see it. I mean, Danny, how many times do you have people, chiropractors you know, or associates come around practice, and they're telling you how much energy they're not willing to put in, but they want the result?
Right.
In relationship. Oh, I want to have a relationship, but I don't have to deal with anything. So I look at your body, Dan, and it shows you put energy into it. Energy and focus, attention always shows up with results. Always shows up with results. And what you get is consistent with where the energy was and the focus attention was. I like innate intelligence to focus the attention. You need to applaud that. So going back to this, the placebo effect basically said the actual healing does not occur in the body. The mental pulse is not in the nerve. The feel different. Let me continue here. So I'd say, listen, your pain will go away when you live life more congruently than you are. And then it can happen a few visits or many visits. People can give you all the relief you want, all the pride gives the relief. But is it the relief from that? I just read your history. That's the physical most complex in life. I'll tell you, I'd be in pain if I had that shit going on year after year after year. Do you think that shit's going to stop how you feel about your mother or father and stuff? It's not going to change it. If you're subluxated, if the energy is not moved through your system, if you're living off purpose, if you are entropic, breaking down rather than syntropic, building up innately, it's supposed to hurt and nothing's going to make it go away. Don't soften it. People want to hear truth. And if not, let them go to someone else. Where all people want to make a change, who want to optimize their life. All the people who want to optimize the healing journey. People don't care where their relief are. I want to let you know, when you're in a relationship, and really, you really do you care about whether it's painful or not when you love the person? No. Would any woman ever have a second child if they cared about comfort? Could you build a business looking for comfort? No. Life begins to enter your comfort zone. So the first thing is, instead of the idea of telling somebody to come in to start with the idea of, let's help you get more comfortable, let's help you take inventory of exactly where you are. This is a gap between where you are and where you must be in life.
Mm-hmm.
Let's help you take inventory and develop an information and energetic system that coordinates how you experience the world. The spine is a modulator of function, the modulator of emotion, modulator of a sense of self, which helps you observe and give meaning to things. It's a modulator of how to have a conscious and visual choices you make. And it's a coordinator of your spiritual outlook. It's one-stop shopping, people. And now with this, let's take a look here and see how we can help you. You know, do you ever think of somebody saying, let me try about 5 minutes of surgery, expect surgery and to be comfortable? Because the outcome you're looking for is so high, the bigger the goal, the bigger the loft, the more you'll go through it. The more risk you'll take. What higher goal do you want to go through hoops for? It's different. The second part is correct care. Correct care. No one is broken.
That comes to people sit with.
I'm correct in subluxation. Hell, you are not. You're introducing a precise, determined force into that person, field around them. Something extra. I talk about that because that's what my master here is. You're adjusting that adjustment to that person. You're putting the force in, but it was created by the organizing wisdom. Because if you bring energy to a system, including a system, consistent with its nature, which is a key thing, no one asks what's nature. That's a problem with most countries' foreign policy. What's the nature of the system? They don't ask the medical treatment, what's the nature of the person? Everyone get one size fits all. So we take energy, bring it to any system, organizing wisdom, organize it to a higher level of complexity. Increase the complexity of consciousness and of matter. Require one another. So if you want to increase in consciousness, you have to have matter of your body organized to a higher level. And if you want to have a healthier functioning matter, you have to have an expression of consciousness. To do both of them, you need energy. Again, energy is a missing link to force and matter. And that comes back. And the energetics is the conscious connection to use information. It's a very experience life. What creates a change? It took 30 years before you changed. No, it took 30 years before you finally had an experience with enough energy that suddenly it ain't said, this changes now. People ask, what do you really do in different disciplines, including the chiropractic discipline? I say, I shorten time. What do you mean? I said, I shorten the time between a person having bound energy that cannot be exceeded or information can be used, or having trauma, into the gift. Because eventually people have to take more to turn into a gift. And they take them decades to do it. It can happen in a few seconds.
Hello, and we're back with Donald instead of outside, now we're inside. Because we had a storm roll through Colorado here, and this is the incredible thing, is that we can adapt.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. That the storm isn't going to make or ruin our day. We realize that, you know, in life, you can't control the wind, but you can adjust the sails.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
that's
so
what we're doing.
Which direction were we sailing?
So we're sailing towards human liberation. Yeah. I want to make another comment about correction. What do we do if we're not correcting? I think we're building a healing momentum. I think that should be the basis. After someone takes inventory of where they have pain or what's working or not working in life, the gap between where they are and they must be in their physical body, they may say, well, my relationships have to change, and bring it back to the fact that your relationship's first about your spine and your body, and that your relationship first is with that and your organizing force. Nasty, mean people don't do mean things to other people. Happy people don't shoot people. I mean, it's a different thing that whatever your nature is, that's what you bring more to the world. And when your nature is such that it's draining energy from others and harming others, it's supposed to be painful and nothing's supposed to make it go away. And what our job is to do is not to treat disease, even correct subluxations, but apply the force where the body's subluxation height is less light in the nation of the body. And that's a whole different story there. Now, the idea now talking about that is the person taking inventory. You know, when is it tense? Where is this when you get adjusted? What happens? What's different in your body? And some people say, well, I don't want to talk about symptoms of my practice. I say, well, you're pretty irrelevant to the culture. And you got to people, you know, you got to be relevant to people. You have to offer something. The thing is, symptoms are important. And for many people who don't want to enter symptom journals, and my state board requires, I write a healing journal. Have them record the symptoms, what's different about it, what different means do they have, and what it propel them to change. You can use it. You know, once you know what you're going for, you could use it. So if your state board says you have to take regulars, know your state regulations and know it, then it's a healing journey people enter every day and that type of stuff. And they also have further evidence, just so you know, that the symptom is not something they're concerned about it often, but something that's guiding them. That's an important point in showing them they're having momentum in their healing process at that point. At this point, rather than correction, you want them to build up a momentum in the healing. You'd like to build them, reorganization is evidence that they're organizing the body, the life is a different area. When you check a spine, it's reorganizing into a different set of curves, and that they're thinking different type of thoughts. The behavior of the spine and the body is different more constructively, basically expressing more positive survival values you have, adaptive strategies. And then if the third thing is a wellness, well, wellness, so very often, you know, Colorado, what are the wellness centers? What do they give people?
Wellness centers in Boulder are now marijuana centers.
So again, put them to sleep again, you know. It's just, I don't want to even talk wellness in that direction. It's beyond wellness. For wellness means most people, I've achieved correction. I come in every once in a while if I'm not feeling right, so I can be comfortable again. You have not changed the game of individuals' humanity. You've not had enough energy to shift the system. I mean, instead of wellness care, how about gift care, gift-giving care, or something of that nature where people say, you know, I was so concerned about the pain and the fact that my mother never loved me. I was abused as a child. You know what? I just volunteered at the shelter. I'm helping people in different ways. Now, that's a whole different thing. If the end part of the higher end is being more joyful and being able to help other people, and I call spirituality is just sharing, caring, and spirituality or spiritual experiences are basically a biochemical reward of the receptors along our spine, of the operceptors and hallucinogens, for being more energy efficient within ourselves and towards the species. And it's supposed to feel good to do that. It's supposed to, because we're designed to help others. That's what the nature is. So I would put a different type of system where as people go through it, they're designing in the concept they're going to be changing the world. And what happens is no one else I know, no other systems I know that can deliver what we deliver. You want to create a game that you could win, and you win better than other people win. In the relief thing, I'll tell you, nothing gives relief better than drugs. You're already losing. But you know, the whole system of healthcare is to restore a person to a prior minimal state. And the primordial state is the soil that created it. I have no intention to do that. And in the notice of intent I suggest you give to people, I suggest you write that in care you will feel things you did not feel, you'll see things you did not see before, you'll hear things you didn't hear, your body will experience the world differently, because we go for extraordinary, and the ordinary will not bring you extraordinary ever. And we're not going to give you an ordinary chiropractic, we give extraordinary chiropractic care and help you have extraordinary life. And it's going to look different, it's going to look strange, it's going to look weird, but it's what you're waiting for, because ordinary is what you've been looking for. And every year, ordinary drops to a lower level, and that's not the standard I really want. You know,
right.
I'm talking about this, and it's about my method, it's what everyone's method is, and ask people to really ask questions I ask. And basically, am I delivering what I really believe I'm delivering? If not, find a way to do it, because humanity really, really needs that.
And then you're creating a different basis for your relationship.
That's it. You know, in the connect, you know, yeah. And when you get to connection, relief, first of all, you compete with everyone else who says you can be relieved differently. And your state board says, well, this person says this. And you have to document the medical necessity of that type of relief. And then if you told them feeling no symptoms is what the goal is, how are you going to tell them now they have to experience things to change? The next part is they build momentum in that area. It's a different area. It's a different conversation. Now it's about how they can not just prevent conditions, how they can improve themselves. So I had a conversation with someone about some laws with the vaccinations, and please don't call them immunizations. That's what they want to call them. They're vaccinations, okay? Immunity is a naturally developed process. And regardless of what I think about vaccines or immunization, that's not really the issue. The point is, please don't go and say, I'm anti-vaccine, I'm anti-vaxxer. I'm not anti-vaccine, I'm pro-immunity. When you're pro-immunity, then I'm gonna do all the things that help promote immunity for myself. And I'm gonna be immunity-promoting things. You know, most chiropractors aren't, where the vagus nerve, for example, regulates the immunological response. The vagus nerve, exits the sulcus of Atlas, also regulates your ability to have social, peaceful social interactions. When you start reading neuroanatomy, neurophysiology, it's extraordinary. I've just been reading things and teaching to my highest level people in my highest training, the mastery program, a year program where I take people, not that technique, it's about mastering the relationship with people, understanding, ability to take care of people, appreciate from so many different perspectives, and provide extraordinary care with adjustments, something extra, so to speak. And in the article, it was published in the National Institute of Health, an article on osteoarthritis, it's saying people have to realize the pharmacological agent is not the final solution there. And one of the things it said is, it talks about, is basically how the nerve pathways of pain are totally mediated by people's emotional experiences, by the social awareness, by the psychosocial interactions, by the factors involving their life, how life is going. And pain is not a real thing, it's not a tangible thing. Pain is an interpretation based upon the person's adaptive strategies. I mean, this is where chiropractic fits in. If it gives a story about it, rather than try to eliminate pain, we want to help give you more adaptive strategies. And the more you study neurology, physiology, but from the perspective of how it all integrates together, the more you see the principle is so, so simple. And we must take it from the allopathic model and from the idea of trying to restore a person to previous state to shouting from the treetops, everything else. There's another way of seeing this, people. I don't care if you see this, the weirdest person in town, but I'll tell you, the ordinary experiencing, the ordinary ways will not take you where you must go. It's that simple, and I want to usher you there.
And that is part of why chiropractic, as you say, was never meant to be politically correct.
No, it's insane. The challenge is most people are trying to build a practice at a safety. My gift, my mastery, is that I don't want to play it safe. I want to play it real. Many people use the technique as a means, excuse me. many people use their technique as a means of avoiding intimacy with a person. You have an intimate profession. Only a chiropractor really knows what's going on between you and that. And your idea is to allow their story to be mapped by their progress. And you're part of the narrative. You got to decide what your objective is and what you're applauding them for. One other thing, when I was in practice, people have asked me, and actually at your birthday party, a chiropractor asked me a question I answered. But when people have questions about what do I do about this, I don't know, should I go for orthopedic surgery or this, those type of things. And the answer was simple. I said, they don't really care what I say, and especially in today's world. I want to be the person because I have financial interest in them coming in to even see that. And this is what I used to say, you're talking about 30 years ago. I would say, go into the waiting room and I walk with them. And there were always people waiting, as you remember. And I would go in and say, hi, this is Joe. Everyone says, hi. Hi, Joe. Joe's in care for this period of time. Hi, so-and-so referred Joe. Oh, I know so-and-so. Okay, so you're giving credibility for that right at the beginning. And I'd say, you know, he's wondering whether he should give the time for this to heal or have surgery for it. Can anybody talk about this part of the process for him? And they talk to him, they take him out, they kneel, whatever they want to do it. You see, part of that wellness, as you might call it, is where the person has to give back in the system, helping coach people to stitch. And that's not the role of the practitioner. The practitioner's role is to create the community that allows that to happen. This is not above-down teaching from the you come and give the master teaching and this it. This is where they experience it. Also know the your success in practice is inverse to the number of words you use. Because hopefully your adjustment will liberate enough unbound energy that the innate intelligence can use it to organize the matter and form of your body and your life in a better way. That the person will know. You want them to know the magic, not you be the magic. If they expect you to be the magic all the time, they miss the whole point. Danny, I remember when you were in Spartanburg, Carolina, you saw a sign which changed things in your life. A sign, and what did it say?
There's magic in a healthy spine.
That's what you read it at, right?
Right. But that's not what it said.
What did it really say?
It said there's magic in a healthy smile.
Yeah, it's simple. You get good you get really fine chiropractic care, and you get this permigrin. Life is so much better. So doctors, listen to this. A few things. Besides the fact that Danny's my son, besides the fact that he's a good boy and learned well, besides the fact that he's a wonderful, extraordinary teacher, you know, the torch has been passed to him. I've done my cycle in my generations in the chiropractic profession here and teaching technique. I'm still going to be around, but not for technique and the things that go beyond what I could teach better there. And his mile high is really important, people chiropractors be at, because this is where chiropractors gather who recognize the person is ultimately what's important. Their growth, their health, their development, it's all tied together because healthy spines, healthy people develop differently. And to start developing different conversations, because everything really in life, every new idea, everything else starts with a conversation somebody had that activates your energy to an extraordinary awareness of something. Please never, ever, ever leave the site of a new awareness without taking action or scheduling it. It's that simple. Hopefully this podcast has sparked things for you. Because when I opened my second chiropractic office, about 6 months after the first office, I used to quote they learned from James Parker, and I honor my teachers. And it was, a candle loses none of its light by lighting another candle. And I mean, are you referring people to chiropractic colleges? How many? Are you afraid to talk to somebody who has family member has cancer or has some serious disease? What about someone who says, I want to come in for care because I hear you count me in my business, and let them know, I know this is what you like. Let me explain what's going on in your spine. You want to get business, you got to get a more adaptable system and more energy to be able to do that type of stuff, the goal. Everything goes back to the same principle. How do we get enough energy in the system to be brought to the organizing wisdom so information can be properly processed and produce something of wisdom, which is your body and your life? So I'd like to conclude with, at times I used to think I was adjusting spines. I was adjusting subluxations. I was adjusting people. Now I like to think I'm adjusting destiny. That's a higher vision. It makes me look at the clinical work at a whole nother level and say, does it seem like I'm really producing that? How must I change? What do I have to bring to the game so that happens? And if you don't think it's you, think of the people graduating your chiropractic class. Do you think they're going to do it? It's up to you. Bring somebody to Mile High with you. Share this podcast with people. Anything that adds value to the human experience, to the nervous system, the communicating systems, study it from different perspectives. Don't think this chiropractic, it's life. We're supporting life. Focus your time and energy on how do we support life and what is it like when life really manifests. And one of the things you need to have is really good clinical skills. But that's what you're trying to produce. What's the highest goal you produce for that individual, for your community, for society, and for the next generations? And then remember, only do that now what you'd like to do for the rest of your life.
And what we're going to do is have in the podcast notes, in the blog post that goes along with this, how to contact you so people will have how to find out more about being a chiropractic master, increasing their chiropractic mastery through one of the many different ways to connect with you. However, I want to add that at Mile High, you're doing something that I very rarely ever see you do.
Hold on, before you do this, yeah, I have it. Before you spill the beans on this, Danny told me you volunteered. I said, oh, he said, oh, Donald. So what he said, you know, thanks for volunteering. I said, what I volunteer for? He said, you're going to do a 90-minute breakout session at Mile High. I said, I am. I said, yeah. What is it on? He said, you're going to do it on chiropractic mastery, how to be a master regardless of technique, the magic, you know, that without your translating, it will probably never be taught to people, because it's not about your technique. It's what allows you to develop the technique. You know, it's, you know, there's very few people around who have been able to articulate how to achieve mastery. And the idea of passing the torch on to people, I have to do that. I mean, and yeah, Dan, you've seen even structural adjusting, okay? It's not part of network, but I know how to do it. And a person may do it appropriately, never to move a bone because it's not moving, never to correct something, but to enhance something that's already happening beautifully. And, you know, I adjust it specifically, coccyx, S2, S5. You see me doing thumb moves at times in the mid-thoracic sitting. Anything, toggle recall, if you know how to do a toggle in a way that is, you can't comprehend, people's mouths drop. And does it all take practice? Yes, but it starts with principles of mastery, and it's not about technique. You bring it into the technique and your understanding of how people self-organize and what is it really about.
And that they could bring that to whatever approach they use is a huge gift.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, it's me, I may be known as such, I'm not a technique guy. I developed a technique idea because what it is, I honor all the techniques originally is derived from. I'm a results guy. And I'm going to want to do is produce the results and show the system is organized in a higher level of complexity. And with NSA, we have major research studies that show not only this wave is produced in network, but the key is this innate wave. Everyone's wave is mathematically different. And now they're starting to find between people that one person's mathematical signal of spine is showing up across space in someone else. A level of coherence in human nervous system, the central nerves have never seen before. And it's being suggested that coherence in the central nervous system be part of the neurological suite of assessments for people's progress. I mean, this is extraordinary. So whatever your technique, does it match the outcomes you want to produce, the individually and there? What's the biggest goal you could have? And be an eternal student. Because no matter how much you know, all learning is unlearning. And no matter how much I know, I feel like I know so little. And that's the reason why I allow the body's organizing wisdom to do more. I just want to set it into motion the best I can.
Dr. Donald, Donnie, Dad, thank you so much for sharing on this podcast. Thank you for all the lives that you've changed for so many years. Chiropractors, their families, their teams, and help them serve bigger. Very few people have had the impact that you've had on the world, and we're really grateful for you. We look forward to seeing you in August. Make sure people look in the show notes how to contact you, because we'll have ways to connect with you in the blog post. Yep. Through wiseworldseminars.com and other means. So we'll have that in there where they can find you next, because, you know, it's like, where's Waldo? Where's Donnie?
Bye bye, everyone. Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you for joining us. Join us in Mile High August 18th, 21st, www.milehighchiro.org. See you there. Like our page on Facebook, www.facebook.com/milehighchiro.